Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, we love a bit of Loch Ness monster news here on the show.
Yeah, I put it up there with Tasmanian tiger sightings, sure. Otway panther sightings. Mm-hmm.
Bigfoot.
Yeah, well, not Bigfoot. Bigfoot, yeah, but mostly for Australia, Yowies, yeah. Which are Australia's version mm-hmm. of Bigfoot. Most of that stuff, absolutely love it. We'll talk about it all day long.
Well, apparently the Loch Ness monster has been spotted in Houston, Texas.
Can I just say, what a change of pace. Normally, you would have to say it's pretty one-sided of who brings this to the show.
Oh, look, I do not agree with any of the names that you've just listed.
Okay.
But when it comes to Nessie.
Nessie's the one you...
I love a bit of Nessie goss.
The only similar, I guess, Australian version of Nessie is the Hawkesbury River monster.
Mm-hmm.
Up near, I think it's in Newcastle in New South Wales.
But sure.
The Barwon Bunyip is something that, oh my God, have you heard the rumours about the Barwon Bunyip? Jazz, how scary.
I would never get in the water on the Barwon River.
Unless you're like rowing.
Yeah.
I also wouldn't.
Yeah.
So.
This Loch Ness monster, Tim, I'm just going to show you a photo. It's a pretty clear photo, actually. What do you reckon?
Oh, it's on the highway. Can you put that up on our Instagram at KRock?
Stunning, right?
So it does look very similar to that famous photo
yeah.
in Loch Ness in Scotland of the Loch Ness monster that everyone's seen a thousand times.
Loch Ness is baffling drivers after Hurricane Beryl hit.
Oh, not Beryl.
And this mysterious creature showed up on the interstate highway.
Can I now again... I know that you and I really like to buy into Nessie.
I'll
buy into all the other things I mentioned before. Could I perhaps poo-poo this? And if people have seen the image and want
I'll
to
I'll put it up on
it,
our socials at KRock Geelong.
Is there a chance that is a car tyre?
Look, it could be.
It looks like a car tyre that's been split and it's rolled.
I can't believe you're a non-believer all of a sudden, Tim.
I mean, it's...
Nessie made her way to Houston, Texas, and you're poo-pooing
again,
it.
Again, sorry, I know this is super visual, but if you're listening, this could fit in the bike lane.
I think it is in the
on Jeringham Street. So this is it is not the size that we believe Nessie to be.
Yeah, this is this article is the best. It says this is likely the first instance of a storm resulting in a Loch Ness monster sighting over 4,000 kilometers away.
It would be a decent swim. It would be a decent swim. And considering, like, if you weren't aware, Loch Ness,
mm-hmm.
the whole thing about a loch is that it's locked away
yeah.
from the ocean.
It's landlocked.
It's like a deep. Deep, deep channel
yeah.
of water that is some hundreds of meters deep and quite long, but not attached to the ocean.
Well, I mean, I'll put it up on our socials and you can be the judge.
Can you put like one of those things called?
What?
Go on. Where you find out what people think.
Poll?
Thank you. I don't run the Instagram accounts if you just picked
it
up
shows.
On that. And just say, is this Nessie? Yes.
Yeah.
Is this Nessie? No.
Sure.
Or is this Nessie or a tire? Probably the better way to go about it. But exciting news nonetheless, even if it is a tyre.
How did it get there?
This is Tim and Jess.
I know in Australia right now, whether no matter where you live across Geelong Surf Coast or the Bellarine, cost of living is kicking us in the shins.
Oh, yeah.
In it, as they say over in the UK, in it indeed. you know, I saw someone post a video where, you know how like you can do online grocery orders.
Yeah.
They did an order in, I think, 2020 or 2021, and they hadn't done an online order since then.
Oh,
and
God.
When they logged back in, they're like, oh, I might do an online order now from a supermarket here in Australia. And they were like, oh, you can reorder the cart, the exact same cart.
Oh, God.
And back in 2021, I think it was $127 for 45 items, $315 for the exact same yeah. order, but just a couple of years later.
Me and my husband have become three grocery store people.
We go
to,
got it.
You we
got,
go to one place for our veggies, one place for our meat, and then we go to the supermarket for everything else that we can't get for those places.
You know life's pretty sexy when you're going, oh, fresh food markets.
Yeah.
Why would you go anywhere else? one thing, at least in Australia, I think we do pretty well compared to other countries, is healthcare.
Yeah.
If you, whether you have private healthcare or like even the standard Australian that has no access to private healthcare, you can be pretty well taken care of, and the government has it, like the Medicare stuff that's all set up. It's pretty fantastic.
Well, like, you know, last year, Tim, I was in hospital for a week with really, really bad food poisoning. And my whole week-long hospital stay was $150.
Wild.
That is wild.
Over in the United States, that's where the healthcare system is a little bit...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has posted a photo onto Reddit. I'm not going to name the hospital. It doesn't really matter, but it's a hospital over in America. And what they actually have, because they don't have a decent healthcare system like Australia here, it's almost like a menu. As you go in, there is a, like, think of a menu. You go, like, I'll have the chicken parmesan. Oh. That's $25. I might have a private room in this hospital, Jess. How much? Do you want to play a game?
Oh, let's play a game.
How much for a private room in this hospital?
$100 a night.
$100 a night, $1,806.
Oh, my God.
All right, you know what, Jess? You can't bring up the cash for a private room, semi-private room. So that means there's probably two people, three maximum.
If a private room was $1,000, I'm going to go...
$1,806.
$500 for a semi-private?
It's also $1,806.
You're kidding! What's the point of that?
I'm not exactly sure. I guess it's first in, best
dressed.
Diagnosed. Oh. I'm not exactly sure. It's not ideal. Emergency department. So that's just going into emergency.
Oh, God.
How much do you think that costs?
$1,500.
$585.
Okay. Well, that's relatively cheap.
That's the minimum charge. Sorry, the most common charge is $1,609.
Oh, my, well, I was much closer then.
Jess, how many chest x-rays have you had in your life?
Oh, I've had so many. I'm very unwell.
How much do you think in the US a chest x-ray would set you back?
God. $2,000?
$574.
Okay, well, that's cheap.
Discount. Absolutely. Oh, delivery room, Jess. You've gone in self and you've done the thing that makes babies happen, and you've got to go have a baby. How much is a delivery room going to set you back?
$1,000.
$2,203.
Oh, my God.
There is just so many different things on
this. Do they charge you for the, like, individual bandages and stuff? Like,
no.
Bandage dressing, $4.
Last one I will bring to you. Again, and then if you're listening, this is what I wanted to achieve with this is a bit of perspective.
Yeah.
Because, man, imagine being scared to get sick or become unwell and these kind of things. Operating room, level one. So that's entry level.
Yeah.
You get charged this for a 30-minute rate. How much does 30 minutes cost in a level one operating room?
$3,000.
$3,405.
Oh, my God. That's insane. That is insane.
I mean, looking at this menu, I think we should go somewhere else.
When I had my whole ACL tear, I got my ACL reconstruction. I think I paid $600.
Well, that's because the surgeon listened to the show. That's the best work perk you've ever got.
It really
brand
is.
New knee.
And he was a big fan.
And every single day you look down at that knee and you go, whew, cash for comment. I love this job.
Thanks, Dr. Rishi.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
This morning I took my cat Penny for her yearly injections.
Yep, Penelope. Love Penelope.
She's the best cat. And my husband has never had a pet before. Penny.
Can I just say, you're speaking very kindly of her for the samurai action she gave you at the start of this week. You showed me a leg wound and I was like, who knifed you, mate? What is going on there?
Look, she's got very long claws.
She was playing zoomies a bit.
She was zooming around the house and happened to run over my leg and leave a big scratch.
It's nice that you took her to the vet after you left the hospital to get that stitched up.
It wasn't that deep. You're so dramatic. It's clear you've never owned a cat.
It was just skin glue. It's not stitches. It dissolves.
So we took Penny this morning, and this is the first time my husband's come with me. He's never taken Penny to the vet because usually he's working.
Yep.
Today he had the day off. He was like, yeah, I'll come with you this morning.
And if you've had a pet, going to the vet is stressful.
It is stressful.
If your pet's not great around other pets, that's a whole thing you got to think about.
Penny doesn't hang around with a lot of dogs, so seeing all the dogs in the waiting room was not great for her.
I know she gets a bit nervous in the cat cage, especially in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bit of, like, you know.
She did do a poo on the way.
Yeah. Just get it out, get the nervous poos out.
Exactly. She doesn't love being at the vet, and it showed today. And I think Akshay, seeing her like that for the first time, made him extra anxious. And this man, like I said, has never had pets before. But today the vet said to us, look, you know, Penny's getting a little bit older. I've noticed a little bit of plaque, tartar buildup on her teeth.
Sorry to interrupt with a question. What's old for a cat? How old's Penny?
She's nearly 7.
Get it, girl.
So she's considered a senior cat when she hits 7. A
geriatric cat.
Yeah. And so the vet suggested, hey, look, Penny's, her teeth aren't looking great. Maybe we should do a bit of a teeth cleaning. You can bring her in next week. I'll just go get you a quote of how much it's going to be for the teeth cleaning.
Mm.
And as she walked out, my husband started to freak out. He was like, I'll pay whatever. Just get it. Make sure she's okay.
Can he come with me next time I go to the vet? This is excellent.
And I said to him, it might be a little bit of money. Like, she's totally fine. Like, she's not been not eating or anything. She eats a lot. Trust me. She's totally fine. Yeah, maybe we don't need to do this. And he was like, you don't understand. Penny needs this.
Right.
I've never seen this man change his tune so quickly. And then the vet came back with a bill that said, it'll be minimum $900 for the teeth cleaning. And if they need to do any teeth extractions once they get in there, it could be up to $2,500.
Did his steadfast, stance on how he was wanted this, I want this treatment and I want it now.
Right? I looked over at him thinking, there's no way he's going to want to pay this.
Isn't this the worst? And it's the worst thing because we love our pets.
But I'm like, she's perfectly healthy. If she was in pain or she was showing signs of like, I need this, I would pay whatever. But she seemed perfectly healthy. My husband lost it. He was like, yes, whatever. Whatever she needs, let's pay it. And I was like, think about what we're doing here.
Like you start fighting, you're saying to your partner, like, you know, she's had a good run. She's lived a great life.
She's fine. She's not sick. She's not unwell.
Okay. I recently learned my grandfather, he lived to 101 years old. Yes. Back in the 20s and 30s when he was a young boy, it was very common to lose your teeth at an age, quite a young age. He had dentures from the age of 19 until... He passed when he was 101. Yeah. He was fine.
Yeah.
No teeth, no worries.
But this is what I'm saying.
She's going to be fine.
She's going to be fine. But my husband was like, pay whatever it takes. We cannot lose Penny. She's not going anywhere, mate. Relax.
I've got some physio appointments coming up. If he could come along, I've got a fair bit of... But it's whatever it takes, Tim, to get him better.
It got me thinking about... Because, when it comes to your pets, like, my husband was like,
money.
I don't want a cat. I don't want a pet. I already had a cat bringing it into the relationship. So he has grown to love this cat. 5223295. How much have you spent on your pet?
Oh, money, 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 money.
I want to hear the ugly amounts because there are people that spend thousands on their dog, on their cat, on their bird.
Oh, it's a life. It's a life in 100%. Your world.
And that's the thing. Like if it comes down to it, like, you have a life on your hands.
5223295. Give us a call. How much money did you spend on your pet?
Sarah from Belmont, your dog, Navi?
Yes.
How much have you spent on little Navi?
Too much. it's not too much, but a lot, a lot. So any little sign of him with an upset tummy, I'm straight to the vet.
And what type of dog is Navi?
He's a Pomeran.
Right. Sorry. A Parmesan?
Fancy.
What's a Parmesan?
It's a Pomeranian cross Bichon Frise.
Oh, I definitely know what that second one is.
French? Yeah. French dog?
He pretty much he looks like a white pom-pom with legs and 2 pointy ears.
Lovely. That's excellent. So you're straight to the vet, first sign of anything.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And he has a wardrobe.
This is what I love.
So not only is it vet bills, it's wardrobe.
Of and it gets chilly around this time of year, Tim. Navi needs some good outfits for going to walks.
Navi, outside of, let's put vet bills aside, how much money have you spent purely on outfits for your dog?
I don't want to say.
No, this is, give us a ballpark.
So at the very least, $1,500.
Sarah, can I
that's
the last
probably more than I've spent on my wardrobe.
I was about to say
that's
in the like, last 3 years I haven't spent
over the
that
course
much
of
money.
2 years.
Oh my god.
Well, Sarah, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. So and it seems that you're picking the ladder there. So thank you very much
Shocking.
For your call. Kate in Geelong, thank you very much for your call. You have a Maine Coon kitty, a kitty cat.
Oh, my
cat.
God, Tim, have you seen Maine Coons?
No.
They're like giant cats. Like, how yep. How much does your Maine Coon weigh, Kate?
Yeah, she's 9.5 kilos.
It's heavier than my son.
Yeah. My cat Penny is 5 kilos, Tim. Okay. So just,
wow,
yeah.
She's a beast.
Big cat.
She's a big cat.
Okay. But obviously, like, if they're a big cat, they're going to be heavier, and that's just normal yeah. for them. But how much money have you spent on your Maine Coon?
So during COVID, she cost me
$10,000. I think Tim just had a heart attack, Kate.
What was it, just, you know, we were all doing it tough and she yes. she was doing it tough?
Apparently, yeah. She got some fluid on the lung and, you know, to the vet, it was this much. And then it was like, you got to go to the Melbourne hospital. So we went up to Melbourne during COVID, and then it was going to be $3,000, and then it was like an extra couple of days, so it was $5,000. So you've already spent that $5,000, and then it's like, oh, it's going to be another $5,000. It's like,
oh my god! How old is she, Kate?
At the time, she was only 2.
Oh, the poor little darling.
Little kitten.
I know.
I would too, Kate. I absolutely would. Yeah. 10 grand, yes, mm-hmm. if it meant Penny's life, absolutely.
Exactly.
Can I ask an obvious question that I feel like might not have been asked yet?
Yeah.
Where are we getting this money from? If someone said, my
you
dog,
find it, Tim.
If someone said to me, you have $10,000 and your dog isn't going to make it, I'd say, well, we have photos, we have memories, we have videos, and we had an
terrible.
Absolute ball. I don't know
you
where.
You can't
what,
say
what
that.
What bakery am I robbing to get
you
$10,000?
You would not. If Remy needed it, you would find the money, Tim. You would.
Yeah.
She's a
you
good
do.
Dog,
do
but she's
it.
Not great. Like, it's there's always room for more dogs, Kate. You could have bought 15 Maine Coons and just let that one
well,
away.
Yeah. How much I did know. She cost you, Kate, like initially when you bought her?
She was 1900.
Oh my God.
All right, we've run out of time for Kate. All right. Money. Can we change Kate's name to Money Bags? That's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, Benny cost me $120. So.
Yeah. I got Remy in a discount bid at the $2 shop.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
I want to get a little bit of a, I guess, moral code from you, where the line is when it comes to stealing from the workplace.
Okay. Do you think, because again, and if you're listening right now, ask yourself this about me, maybe about someone in your life. Do you think I have a good moral compass?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think your moral compass is better than mine. So
I agree. I'm glad you said it. I didn't want to cut you off.
I'll come to you before I make any rash decisions.
I think you're a reactive person.
I am, very much so. Like, okay, we have a stationery cupboard here at work, you know, where anyone can go and you can pick up some post-it notes or, like, some pens. I feel like most offices would have, like, a stationery cupboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever taken anything from that stationery cupboard?
Not home. I'm not, like, I'm not in sitting at home going, if only I had 40 pens.
Sure. Yeah.
You know? Ugh. I mean, maybe at most, and I'm happy to admit this, is maybe I've taken an envelope.
An envelope.
To do like some
sure, postage. Yeah, like a paid postage envelope.
Well, I might have double paid then because I definitely took one and went and paid for postage on top of it. So even when I am stealing from work, I'm not doing it right, so.
We have a section of this office that's just like, it used to be filled with like people, but they've since worked from home now. So
it's like a whole, another department no longer exists within the business.
Yeah.
And so everyone.
So there's like a whole section of this office space that yeah. has desks and chairs. And it's kind of where everything goes to be forgotten about. Oh, yeah. We don't need this, you know, laptop monitor stand anymore.
Yeah.
Put it in that section.
But it's good because if you need if your keyboard's been a bit dicky,
yeah.
you'd be like, oh, I'll just go grab a keyboard from either
right.
the tech. If the tech doesn't have one, there'll probably be one in the old office section.
I'm in the market for a filing cabinet.
Wow. Okay.
And there are about 10 in that back section.
Oh, that you counted. You gone in and had a count.
Well, I didn't count. I just kind of eyeballed it. I was like, oh, yeah, there's a
any
fair
good,
few here.
Any good crook cases out the joint first. You're right.
I just thought, what's the line? Like, should I ask permission?
If you need a jockey, like, you know,
sure.
to get it out.
Yeah. It's on wheels. I would be able to carry it.
If it's on wheels, push it.
Yeah. Well.
They're not light. I know that you're in your business girl era.
Yeah.
And you're studying.
No, I've been in the market for a filing cabinet, and I was like, you know what is better than going and buying a new one? If I just like slipped the company like $20, could I?
Oh, sorry, that's not stealing. That's paying for something.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, who do I talk to about taking it?
You've come to me, and that's. I'm the person.
I know you're not the person that can permission.
So here, okay, a few things before we get to stealing from work.
Sure.
Tried Facebook Marketplace or anything like that?
Yeah, expensive.
Okay.
Filing cabinets are more expensive than you think.
I know that this new financial year has just started, but you've got an ABN, right?
Yes.
Just, you know, could you go to like an office place?
I could.
And like, it's just tax
deductible. But there's 10 just right there. They're exactly what I need.
But like, I don't say if I need something to carry a whole bunch of things. I'm not going to supermarkets being like, well, they've got 50 trolleys. I'm sure 49 would be fine for them.
I wasn't planning to take it like without anyone's knowledge. I know I'm not going to get away with that. That'd be like me walking out with an office chair. It's not going to happen. But if I, you know, was to offer some cash, do you think that's okay? Like, can you offer your workplace to take things home?
It's not my relationship with the general manager that's on the line here, so go for it. Record it on your phone. I want to see how it goes.
Okay, all right. We'll have this conversation.
I mean, yeah, I guess I'll go to the bank and just let them know, be like, oh, look, I'm thinking about taking $10,000. If you could just let me know
that
if that'd
okay?
be okay, I'd be really appreciative. This is Tim and Jess. Jess, this man was in the studio yesterday. We had so much fun. We brought him back today.
It's just good for you to practice, Tim, because for those who have missed it, Tim is learning to play the trumpet.
In 2 weeks.
He saw a trumpet, an Aldi special buy, didn't buy it, absolutely spewing because it was a very good deal.
Great deal.
And Dan, the trumpet man from the Itchy Feet Band, has given us a trumpet for you to learn how to play.
Thank you again so much, Dan, for the trumpet and for coming by.
No worries, guys. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. Looking forward to playing the Cats. That's what I've been learning. Trying to learn the Cats theme song by the end of the week. I just think I can do it. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. But
you haven't newfound confidence since Dan told you you were doing well yesterday.
Well, he said for someone who's learned, what was it, Dan, you said yesterday that for someone who's had it for a week and a half.
You're doing really, really well.
I think 8 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah. Just, 8 out of 10. He's just fishing for more confidence again, Dan.
Yeah. Is Trump in a confidence game?
It totally is. Like if you were to take a straw poll of all of the orchestra members, ego is number one associated to trumpet players.
Oh, that's so why he's excelling.
Ego and confidence.
Is the orchestra full of drama?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
there's
God.
A full society going on there. It's great.
Who hates the trumpeters, Dad?
Pretty much the woodwind players directly in front of the trumpet players.
Wow, okay.
Because we're the loudest.
Woodwind schmoodwind, am I right?
That's what they say.
Now, actually, Jess, Dan sent me a message and he said that he heard us playing a game last week and he thought he wanted to get in on the fun. We played, do you remember the game, Timmy or Trumpet?
Yes.
How did Timmy or Trumpet work?
It was you either played a snippet of a song
or
you were playing it on your trumpet and I had to guess which was which.
You were blindfolded. Mm-hmm. Turns all of them were me. You got 2 out of 3 correct.
How did I mess up?
So today it's going to be Timmy or Dan
is
the game we're playing. So we've picked 3 songs between us and you have to tell me if you think it's me playing, a person who has learned the saxophone for the last week and a half, or
Did
Dan.
You say saxophone?
Oh, the trumpet. Yeah, this is where I'm at. The trumpet for a week and a half. Or Dan, who's been playing the trumpet for 30 years.
Yes.
So
okay.
Blindfold on.
All right. Blindfold's going on. You can play along at home as well.
Oh, yeah. It's really going to be a tough game. So, Dan, what is the first song that you think one of us will be playing?
I'm going to say one of us should have a go at the Cats theme.
The Cats theme song
to
start off? All right. Jess, are you ready for this?
Okay. Right. Someone play the Cats theme song.
Was that Dan or Timmy?
I'm going to say, considering I spend a lot of time around Tim practicing, that one was Tim.
I don't know how you got
that. That was Timmy.
I absolutely do not know. Dan, for context, could you, because I haven't actually seen Dan play trumpet live. Could you play the start of the Cat song that I just played now, just to see how close we are? Right, here we go. This is Dan, Jess. All right. So similar, but
It sounds very similar.
Lucky guess for you. Indeed. The second song, which is probably more of a traditional trumpet song. I think one of us is going to play Superstition.
Yes.
Is that right, Dan?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Jess, again, you have to figure out if it's Timmy or if it's Dan.
That was really good.
Sorry, Big Beth from me. Jess, was that Timmy or Dan?
That one had to be Dan.
Okay.
Yeah, that one had to be Dan. That was really good.
Interesting. This is how I would have played Superstition, Jess, just in case. Just a bit of confidence.
Okay.
So again, very similar.
So close.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Last but not least, we wanted to really go full swing, lean into the trumpet. One of us is going to be playing Freaks by Timmy Trumpet and Savage. So I think, do you think you can get it? Because you need this one, Jess.
Yeah, I reckon I can do this.
Right. Do you maybe think I should count whoever it is?
Yeah, I think whoever, you count in and whoever plays. Yep. All right, here we go.
Here we go, Jess. All right. One, two, three.
That sounded like more than one trumpet.
You got to understand these instruments do have depth, Jess.
Yes.
There is a wall of sound in there.
I'm going to go with both. That was...
I just cannot believe that you have got that again. So that was Dan and I. That was Dan and I.
Oh, Lord.
Again, someone 30 years experience, 30 hours experience on my end.
You could almost not tell the difference. That was
excellent.
Very good.
That's a compliment to you and an insult to me.
Dan, thank you for
Tim
coming.
Tim needs this, Dan.
Thank you for coming all the way in for that. We appreciate it. Should we, Dan, are you, I don't want to call it, I don't know what your calendar's like, but maybe do we need Dan there for performance?
Yeah, are you available on Friday to come and see the performance?
Yeah, let's see what time and all.
Okay, all right, we'll discuss the timing.
He's a busy trumpet man. Yeah. We've got to figure it out. But
we'll be announcing the performance time tomorrow on the show.
Yes.
So you'll be able to come down. And check it out.
If you're busy, we get it. Dan, the trumpet man, thank you so much for coming by again.
Thanks, guys.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.